He's our Father, and He's our Shepherd. If you'd take your Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, we're going to look at, start in verse 11. And verse 11 starts a parable that Jesus is giving. And I think it's a parable that's very fitting. You know, we look at this, and many of you know that Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to really the end of the chapter is what we call the parable of the prodigal son. And we look at it most of the time through the eyes of at least looking at the prodigal son and what he did or did not do and how everything comes through in the end, but how he made a mess of things throughout at least this portion of his life. I've preached messages on the prodigal son's father before as well. As I was praying and thinking through what to give for a Father's Day message of encouragement, message of thankfulness, I was brought back to Luke chapter 15 as I look at the Father, because, you know, there's a lot written about the Son, a lot of good lessons that we need to learn from the Son and what he did wrong, but how he came back. But I love the Father that is given to us, because I believe with all of my heart that God, as he had Luke pen these words, I believe that he had his own self in mind to show us who the Father is. And so this morning I want to look at things to be thankful for in our earthly fathers, because certainly this was an earthly father. But there's a heavenly Father behind the scenes here that we need to recognize, that is such a loving and good God, a loving and good Father to us. I hope it will be an encouragement to you. My question to you today is, are you thankful for your Father? My challenge to you right away, I've already said it once, I'm going to say it again, is it's so easy to find fault with people. Nobody here had a perfect father, except for our Heavenly Father. No one. I know that some of you, your father's situation was rough, and maybe there was tough times, and maybe you would say, well, you don't know about my dad. No, I don't. But there's things that we can be thankful for our fathers. And I want you to seek to find what you ought to be thankful for this morning. We don't have time today of all days to take a lot of time for this, but maybe there would be one sentence or one phrase, things that you would just quickly raise your hand and say, very thankful, my dad. You fill in the blank. I'm going to give you just a quick opportunity. I only want to take just a minute or two, just very quick. If you're not quick, then we're going to keep going on. But maybe there would just be a few things that you would mention. Gary?
My dad was
faithful. Amen. Praise the Lord for his faithfulness. And God is faithful also.
Dwayne. My dad taught me so much.
Teaches us. Amen. Amen.
My dad taught me how to give.
Amen.
My dad loved my mother.
Amen. Margaret.
My dad was a hard worker. My dad loves the Lord. He was a great example to our
Amen.
My dad loved his family.
Amen.
My dad didn't teach me much, but he taught me how to stay away from drinking drugs and everything else.
Amen.
My dad worked very hard. He raised 13 children.
Amen. Frank.
My dad taught me respect.
Amen. Our dads have given to us a lot. Again, as we could say a lot of things. You'll have to forgive me. There's no way I'm going to get through this without being emotional. My dad, I love him. And he gave me a lot as well. And so, for me, it's always emotional when I go through parent things, Mother, Father's Day messages. But so grateful for my parents. We have a lot to be thankful for. I want to give you a few things that we see in this passage of a father that honestly is bypassed quickly, because we look at this son and you want to shake the son and say, what were you thinking? But behind that son that we want to shake, there was a father that was rock solid. And it was very faithful. Look at verse 12. Well, let's start with the narrative in verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks of the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And he came to himself and said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned and against heaven in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. The father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put on a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Thankful for a father. What did you see first of all in verse 12? Notice we have this young man that he was, I mean, honestly, you just look at this starry-eyed individual that thinks he doesn't have anything at home, is not thankful for what he has at home, not thankful for what his dad has and what his dad has provided, but he's looking out into the world and he's seeing everything on the other, you know, everything that's green on the other side of the fence. So easy to do for young people to grow up and think that everybody, every other family has so much going on for them. And oh, the things that we do in our family. We don't do this, we don't do that, we have to do this. And it's so easy to stop and think about all that we don't have and what is out there, though, that could just satisfy us if we could be at a different place, in a different family, in a different church, in a different job, in a different situation. And some of you have probably tried that before, and you recognize and realize that it's not so nice on the other side as you thought it was. No doubt there have probably been a lot of young people that have tried that, tried their own thing because what mom and dad had just, you know, wasn't good enough. They had to go out and do it on their own. And maybe some of you say, I've been there. I tried that. I want you to notice, though, the father's response. I mean, you got this young guy coming to him in verse 12. And he says, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. You know, who's this individual thinking about? He's thinking about himself. He's not thinking about, he's certainly not thankful. Oh, it's Father's Day, I'm thankful. No, I didn't know it's Father's Day that day. But he's not thinking of his father. He's not thinking of his family. He's not thinking of all the things. He's not saying, God, you have been so good to me. He's looking at all the things that he hasn't gotten. Now, again, this message is not on the prodigal son this morning, but as you think through what the father is faced with now, You know, no doubt that father knew the reality of what the son was going through. And in the flesh, he would have wanted to have grabbed his son and say, "Son, I have given to you so much. You have everything you need. And I can tell you, you'll go out there and you'll spend everything, but it won't last very long. Your pockets are only so deep. And one day you're going to reach down the bottom of that pocket and it's not going to be anything there. And you're going to come, but I'll still be here." But he didn't say a word. The son requested of his father, and he divided unto them his living. He gave it. Now, I cannot comment on the wisdom or lack of wisdom on what this father did, but the story is that he gave him what was his. He let him go. He didn't corral him and say, "You can't do it, you can't do it." He let him go. Very difficult thing for a father to do, to let your children go when they're making decisions that are not right. You know, and I want to look at that in this thing is that I'm thankful in this case that this father gave unconditionally. He gave. He gave him things that son, let me ask you the question. Do you think that son deserved his father's blessing? Not really. I mean, if this son acted in accordance with what he did in the coming days, was not a very, very good son. "Dad, give me what I deserve." Obviously, he was selfish. Obviously, he wasn't thankful. Obviously, he wasn't happy with the situation at home. "No, I want to go out to the world. I want to go out and see what can happen to me." But yet, the father gave, even in an unconditional way. You know, there were times growing up that my dad gave when I did not deserve it. I say father, I really speak to both my parents. My dad was a giver. My dad never had very much. He never hit the jackpot. He never made all the money. He never was blessed with all of these possessions. You know, we had a smaller home. God blessed us still with many things. Grew up on a cattle ranch, which my grandfather allowed us to be a part of, but it wasn't ours. I tell people that my family was involved in gas and oil in that industry, but just because you're gas and oil does not mean you're wealthy. We didn't have a lot growing up. We had enough to make it through, pay the bills. But I want to say this, my dad was very giving. I look back at my selfish attitude when I was growing up, and I don't understand it. I don't even understand how he did it. You know, growing up in the home, as far as food goes, I wanted as much as I could possibly get down my throat. You know, and I look at that and I say, why did they do that? Dad gave. I remember getting into high school, you know, thinking, I went to public school thinking that I had to have everything that everybody else had. I was always months or years behind everybody else because, you know, the kids and all the things that they have and some of the finances that I guess they had, I don't know. But I was always a little bit behind. But I tell you what, I still pushed my parents, you know, for those things. I remember, you know, the tennis shoes that the kids want these days. You know, you go to the store and it's cheap if it's, you know, on sale for $80, $90, you know. And I remember, and I'll humble myself and say, yeah, I asked for those kind of things. I look back on it now and say, what was I thinking? I can't even hardly afford to get my kids' shoes at Walmart, you know. But you go to the Foot Locker, you go to these places that have all the top brands, and I got to have that one because that one's the best one. You know, and you go to the clothes, and I remember when I was on my way to college, I had to have all this and that, and I remember telling I was embarrassed to tell my dad how much, you know, that my mom took me shopping in the one place where I had to get school clothes. I was embarrassed of how much it was. My dad never batted an eye. Now, I'm not encouraging you, dads, that that's what you're supposed to do. But I simply want to say, it wasn't because I was such a great son that always obeyed and did right. I had a dad that was a giver. I want you to stop and think just for a moment. You say, my dad, boy, he didn't give me anything. No, I want you to think. What did your dad give you? Did you have a roof over your heads? You know, there are some children that don't have a roof over their heads, and we need to be thankful that Dad provided for that. That Dad might have went to work for that. And again, I cannot pretend to be in your family and know what you did. And again, I encourage you not to say, well, he didn't do that. We just need to stop that mentality and be thankful for what we did have. But dads gave, didn't they? Dads are givers. I'm thankful for the things that our dads give. Dads give in general. They give money. My wife was doing she was doing a little bit of a study a while ago on how much does it cost to raise a child from birth to whenever that time is when you go out. And I don't remember the exact number, but it's phenomenal. In the hundreds of thousands of dollars. You say, well, we're not us. We're an exception. Well, I would say $150,000 is a lot of money to spend on a child. How much has he spent with money? How much has he spent with time? How much has your dad spent with teaching? You know, and I'm just going off of some of the things that you said, teaching and training. Time for help and advice. You know, I'm thankful. Here this father gave, but the key here is he gave unconditionally. This son did not deserve it, yet he gave anyway. Let me ask you, how many of you deserved everything you got? Please don't raise your hand. You'll embarrass yourself. The fact of the matter is how much do we deserve? We deserve nothing. The only thing that we do deserve is hellfire. When you put it in that perspective, now Dad gave a lot, didn't he? This son was not thankful, but I want to submit to you, let's not be like the son, let's be thankful for our Father, which gives. Thankful for dads that give. But you know, I would fall short if I did not pull this into our Heavenly Father. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 11 says, if ye then, being evil, know how to give, and he's speaking to fathers, give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? As much as our fathers, and some of you say, boy, my father did give me everything. Things that I didn't deserve and Dad gave. How much more your Heavenly Father has given, so much that earthly fathers could never give. Ecclesiastes 5:18 says, behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion. I praise the Lord. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth and hath given him power to eat thereof and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God. We praise the Lord for God and his giving. God has been a giver to us. You know, if you look down in verse 22 and 23 in the same chapter, Luke chapter 15, just really quick, you know, the story starts, the father, and at verse 13, the son takes off. If you look at the end of the narrative where the son comes back, notice, you know, in verse 22, we see that this father, again, was giving unconditionally, and his grace that he gave that this boy didn't deserve. Notice what the father said. And the son says, I'm no worthy to be called thy son. What did the father do? The father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. You know, it's amazing to me. He continued to give no matter what. He was a giver to his children. But there's more than just the father's giving. We also see, look at verses 18, 19, and 20. Okay, so the son goes off and we read it and how he goes into his riotous living and he wastes and spends everything. In verse 18, and he says, I will arise. He's getting right now. He says, I will arise and go to my father. What is this telling us? I mean, this young man, I don't know how long he's been gone, but he's been gone for a while. He left because dad wasn't good enough, mom wasn't good enough, the servants weren't good enough, my home wasn't good enough, the money isn't good enough, things at home aren't good enough, and so I'm going to leave and I'm going to go. And he went and he spent it all. And what does he know is sure? What does he know? He knows where his dad's at. He knows that he's there. He knew it. Why? Because dad was always there. Second thing I want you to see is fathers, we need to be thankful for fathers that are faithful. Maybe dad wasn't able to give us everything, but I tell you what, we're thankful for dads that were always there. Maybe dad didn't make a lot of money, but we had a dad that was there. Praise the Lord for the jobs that dad had. Maybe dad was gone at work a lot. Maybe he should have been at home more. But you know what? We need to be thankful for the dad that was there. Thankful for the time when your dad was there, when you were riding your bike and you fell over and you skint your knee and dad was there to pick you up. Thankful for the time that your dad, you know what? Maybe he picked you up and said you ought not to have been riding that way and you were just looking for somebody holding his arms. But you know what? Thankful for a dad that taught you what you ought to do. See, in everything we can find a way to give thanks. Fathers that are faithful. This man was a faithful father. Son might be gone. Son might be going different places, but dad's still at home. Dad's still there. Dad's still there when in the thick and the thin, when things are good, when things are bad, dad is always there. And this son knew it. He knew that his dad, he surely expected his father to be there, right where he had left him, still continuing on in the same ways. You know, we need to be thankful for our fathers who remain faithful. You know, some have mentioned, you know, hardworking. You know, we need to be thankful for dads that, you say, my dad was never home, he's always working. You know, we're thankful for a dad that worked hard. Did you have a father that worked hard? We need to praise the Lord because you benefited from that hard work. You know, as I look across the auditorium, I see people thinking. You're looking out, and I know it's not space, but you're remembering. That's what I wanted. Thankful. Oh, yeah. My dad worked a lot of hours, too many hours, but praise the Lord, he worked. There's some dads that don't work. There's a lot of dads that don't work anymore. And be thankful for fathers that worked. Are you thankful for a faithful father that went to work every day? Are you thankful for a father that was faithful at his responsibilities at home? You know, I never knew how much it took to upkeep a home until I got a home myself. And realized that things just don't happen. Light bulbs don't just get changed. Doors don't get changed. Windows don't get changed. Things don't get done unless there's somebody to do them, right? And all the things, you know, the lists that go on. And now a homeowner, I look and say, wow, I could never get done in my lifetime with this list. But dads that are faithful, you know, I remember my father coming home. And you know, my dad, you know, like most of you, he, you know, had the 2 days off. He worked 5 days on, 2 days off. I know jobs are different than that. But my dad worked Monday through Friday for the most part. Every once in a while he had to work a weekend or do something. But Monday to Friday was the typical time. And I would go to school and I would do my things, but I would come home. Dad came home almost at the same time every day, in the same way, same lunch pail in his hand, and he would he carpooled, and they would drop him off, and he would come in. And I know my dad did a very physical job, very physical. And I didn't recognize it as a child, but I just expected dad to have the energy that I had. Come on, let's go out and play football. Let's go out and play basketball. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. Where are we going to go tonight? Where? You know, I didn't ever want to just sit around. I wanted to go do something. And I just expected dad to, you know, dad's not tired. Dads don't get tired, right? Now I know better. Probably dad showed up and was exhausted. I remember him. We had a little bench right outside right inside the front door there in a little porch area. And my dad would do the same thing. He'd come in and sit down. He'd sit there for a few seconds, and when he got enough energy, he'd bend over and take off his work boots. And I was waiting there every day. Dad, here's your tennis shoes. Here's your ball mitt. Here's the bat. Here's the football. I'm ready. Dad, here's the fishing pole. Where are we going? And you know what? My dad would go out. I don't give you these things to cry over as I'm doing. I give you these things to stop and wait a second. I never recognized how faithful my dad was to me. Faithful dads that were tired but kept going. Honestly, your dads might have, but my dad, I don't know that I ever presented the football to him and he ever said, I'm too tired. Well, maybe your dad did, but my dad didn't. We would go right outside and we'd play, sometimes till dark. That's the kind of dad I had. He was a faithful dad. I knew he would always be there. Responsibilities at home. And beyond that, that's what I was talking about, responsibilities at home. Beyond that, still found time after it was dark and I went to bed to fix the sink and to do all those other things that I had no concept of before. Faithful in their jobs, faithful in their responsibilities at home, faithful providing for us. I had no clue how much it costs to have children and to provide for them. How much groceries cost. I didn't realize how much, you know, me going into the refrigerator and guzzling the gallon of milk, I didn't realize how costly that was. Now on the other side, I see it. I'm like rationing the kids out. No! You know, milk is for cereal and nothing else, okay? But you know what? Even something as simple as a gallon of milk. You know, faithful, continuing to buy groceries every week and how much it costs. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Some of you know, groceries. It's like, you know, breaks you. Groceries, you know, but that's the way these dads are. You know, and it's a kind of an interesting deal. Dad goes to work and does it. Mom gets the glory for all the food. I want to encourage you. You know what? We thank our mothers for the food that's there. Don't forget to thank your father for working for it. Faithful dads providing. You know, somebody said faithful to their wives. That's something to be very thankful for. The day and age we live in, people are very unfaithful to their spouses. I'm thankful that my dad never left my mother. Doesn't mean that there probably weren't problems growing up. I didn't see a lot of them, but there probably were some problems. But yet, dad stayed faithful. And you'd be thankful for dads that stay faithful to their wives. So if you had a dad that didn't go off and do his own thing, I'll tell you what, you ought to be thankful. Faithful that we had dads that were faithful. Maybe faithful to church. Maybe you say it's a different kind of a church than we go to now, but you know what? Faithful. Faithful at always getting us ready and taking us as a family. And I could go on and on and on and on. Faithfulness. You know what? This father was faithful. And I want to tell you something. We have a faithful father that will never give up on us as well. Probably for the invitation song, we'll sing, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Again, we sang it last night at the picnic. Great is Thy Faithfulness. The song's been hitting me recently. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Folks, we ought to be grateful and thankful for our Heavenly Father that's so thankful, or grateful to us, or faithful to us in everything that we have, day in and day out. And every morning is a new morning that we have to praise Him for. Look at verse 20. And he arose, this is the youngster, he arose and he came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. You know, talk about faithfulness, the last point. Here was a faithful father that never gave up on his child either. That's kind of an incredible thing there. Obviously this father was watching because he saw him at a far distance. There he is! He's coming. But we see here the father's love. He says, and he had compassion and ran and fell at his neck and kissed him. He didn't walk down the road, march down the road and say, did you learn your lesson? Did you see what the world had? Do you see what you had all along? Son, what were you doing? No. He had compassion on him and said, and he forgave him. Which we'll look at next. But again, unconditional love. Unconditional love. Again, I say my father always loved me. Your father, maybe that wasn't the case. But I tell you what, your father loved you, much to be thankful for. I cringe when I go to the store and I see mothers or fathers, you know, whapping their kids over the head and dragging them this way and screaming and yelling at them and doing that. It hurts to see that. And I hope you never do that, but I'll tell you what, I'm thankful for a father that never did that, but yet loved me even when I probably deserved a whapping on the back of the head. Unconditional love. A big part of this message is for you to remember back and think. I don't have a lot of content, but I want you to think, and I'm hoping you're being thankful to your fathers. Think about our Heavenly Father that loves us unconditionally. For God so loved the world. The world. Who's the world? That's the group, organized group of people, system of people that's headed up by Satan that lives in opposition to God. Did you catch that then? For God so loved the world. Let me define the world again. The group, the systemized group of people headed by Satan that lives in opposition to God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. See, we have a Father that gives unconditionally as well. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Praise the Lord for our Heavenly Father that unconditionally loves us. Lastly, I just want you to see a Father that forgives. I'm thankful for a Father that would forgive when I would do wrong. Dad, would you forgive me? Yeah. I remember going to him one time for a sin that was, I guess, you know, as a child, I considered a big sin. All sin is sin. It's all big. But I remember going to my dad one time and apologizing about something. And no questions asked. You're forgiven. I'm thankful for the fathers that forgave and went on and didn't hold my problems and my faults and my sins against me. No, he forgave. And we're reminded of a Father. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all righteousness. You know, forgiveness is through the whole passage here. This father could have held it against him and said, son, you left and you're gone. There's the door. But he didn't do that. You're always welcome, son. Absolutely. Forgiveness wasn't even a question with his father. He had forgiven him the moment he had taken that money. Forgiven. Forgiven. How about you today? Are you thankful for your father? You say, preacher, you don't know my father. My father was, you're right, I don't know your father. And most likely, if he's anything like me, probably wasn't good for much. But you be thankful. Be thankful today for a father that gave you so much. And if anything else, be thankful for a Heavenly Father that has given so much to us. I encourage you today, if your father's still alive, to let your father know how much you're thankful. If at all possible, let him know that you're thankful. Dad, thank you. Thank you for giving so much. Thank you for providing so much. Thank you for loving me when I was unlovely. Thank you. You know, there's a tremendous story here in the prodigal son, but there's a tremendous story here with his father. What a story. What a father. That God helped me to be a father like this prodigal son's father. But let us be thankful. Be thankful for our fathers. God, I thank you so much for your faithfulness and how you love us so much and how your mercies are new every morning and you just continue to give. And as the day is new, you are there. God, thank you. God, thank you. Lord, we look to praise you today. We're glad that you're our Father. But Lord, we're so grateful for the fathers that you've given. And Lord, may we today be thankful for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.